Hello everyone, my name is Sterling Nice. Today we will be reviewing Step Brothers. I also apologize if my voice is sounding kind of funny. I just got an appliance in my mouth. It's hard to explain, but you could just look up braces. And right next to that, I just put appliance. Or just put appliance. Either one works. I apologize if my voice sounds kind of funny. But yeah, let's get into it. Step Brothers stars Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly. Let me give you a quick summary to that movie here. Brendan Heff as Will Ferrell and Dale Doback as John C. Reilly have one thing in common. They are both lazy, unemployed leeches who still live with their parents. When Brendan's mother and Dale's father marry and move in together, it turns the overgrown boy's world upside down. Their insane rivalry and narcissism pull a new family apart, forcing them to work together to reunite their parents. So, I think it's a hilarious movie. It's super funny. No doubt in my mind. Some people really hate it. I have no idea why, but I don't really know why people hate, some people hate it. You can watch the movie on Netflix if you want. I just saw the movie last Saturday, and I thought it was the most hilarious thing in the world. But yeah, it's super funny. So yeah, overall, I don't know if I lost my train of thought. It is a comedy drama. It is R rated. It came out in 2008. I'm thinking the message of Step Brothers is maybe I think the main message of the movie seems to be something growing up means how to become a mature adult while at the same time maintaining one's exuberance for life. At least the protagonist tries to set a right. Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's just I don't really know. It's just, but no, I'm not saying this it's a great movie, but overall, yeah, I like it. I really like the movie, to be honest. But yeah, I think that's pretty much what the message is in this movie. But you can watch a preview for it and think of it what you like, or think of how you like it. This guy named Hugo K. Juarez gave it 2 stars and said, "I'd be down to watch this again, but only to watch more carefully and try to find something remotely funny. I love cracking jokes and joking around at all times. Many people around me tell I'm one of the funniest or the funniest person they know." I don't know about that. But so I thought I'd give this movie a shot and have a good time. But seeing two grown men act like kids and joke around was absolutely terrible. So I don't know if he's the funniest guy around, because I know for a fact I'm the funniest guy around. There's no doubt in my mind. But so I don't know, I'm surprised how he didn't how the two grown men act like kids. Because, they do actually just act like kids. They act like two, teenagers. Or it's a mix of, a teenager with, a really immature 8-year-old or something. I have no idea. But, it's, super hilarious. I would not recommend this to young audiences. Let's see. It has, so this is to, all, young audiences out there, or old audiences you don't want to show your kids to. Setting aside its sexual content, which is extreme, its proclivity for gross-out jokes, which is rampant, and its alarming failure to ever actually be funny, Step Brothers' apparent message is that we should never lose hold of the child within us, That's good as far as it goes. So yeah, it has like some sexual content. It's not too much, but it also has like some like graphic nudity, but in a funny way, like in a Will Ferrell funny way. I'm not gonna spoil any more for you guys, but yeah, I'd say it's a pretty funny it's a pretty funny movie. But let's see someone who gave it 5 stars. Like let's see, this person named Tim Horton, who gave this review a year ago. A top five comedy movie, and if you think it deserves anything less than 3 stars, I would love to see what talent you consider to be 5-star comedy. The concept is simple. The movie is about two adults who are still children, rambunctious, creative, rebellious children. I can't imagine those roles better. I filled than they will. This guy has terrible grammar. And it's an adult movie, as the other characters are all adult, comma, and dealing with typical grown people problems, such as trying to handle improperly developed 30-year-olds. There are so many memorable scenes and iconic lines that will carry this movie into comedic legend. It genuinely baffles me that people can rate this movie with 2 stars and not feel some sort of embarrassment about their deficient funny bone. So, I guess, like, yeah, I mean, like, you say you can't imagine something like, someone giving it less than 3 stars. We just heard that from the guy down below. He said, "I'd love to hear your sense of humor." But like seriously, I agree with that guy because he is like because the guy just said like he's because the guy just said like he's the funniest guy around. But I know I'm the funniest guy around. So I mean like I know it for a fact. But yeah, overall, I rate this a very good movie. But yeah, it's like pretty funny. Just like a quick recap of what we did in the last episode. We did a recap of Daddy's Home. So just a quick recap of that. Brad Whitaker, again starring Will Ferrell, is a kind-hearted radio executive who wants to be the best possible stepfather to his wife's Linda Cardellini, 2 children, when her freewheeling ex-husband Dusty Mark Wahlberg breezes back into town. Brad's feelings of insecurity quickly develops into an inferiority complex as Dusty demonstrates his flair for athletics, home repair, and bad boy charisma. Whitaker finds himself in a no-holds-barred battle to one-up his rival and win the approval of his family. So that's a pretty good movie too. I recommend you watch it. There's also a sequel to that movie. I've only seen the sequel. I've only I Okay, never mind. Sorry. I have seen part 1 and part 2. They're both super hilarious. I recommend you watch them both. But yeah, they're like just like the fun like they're also super funny movies. I think they, I'm pretty sure they are, well, Daddy's Home Part 1, I think they're both PG-13, because Daddy's Home 1 is PG-13, and I don't know about Daddy's Home 2, but overall, super funny movies, super funny, when I say super funny movies, plural, I mean Step Brothers, Daddy's Home, and Daddy's Home 2. I recommend you watch all of them once you find the time. As always, my name is Sterling Nice. I hope you enjoyed the episode. I will see you in the next one. Thank you so much for listening. Goodbye.